What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Gordon, and thank you once again for tuning in, for your support as always. And today, it is all about my followers as we are going to be going over the players we are expecting to perform higher than their ADP. Their current ADP, that is. And I actually got a ton of feedback from my followers on this one. So let's just dive right on into it. So first from First Take Fantasy, he likes Scary Terry McLaurin to finish above his ADP, in which I completely agree with, as he's going way too low in drafts as the wide receiver 23 and 54th overall. Which honestly makes him almost a safe play since, you know, after last season, I thought he was going to go and be priced like DK Metcalf and AJ Brown. But for the fact that he's on the, you know, Washington football team, he is considered to have less upside and more risk apparently. But I don't see it. And he was the wide receiver one for his team. And they didn't add much competition. So with that, I'm expecting a huge, you know, lion's share to go along with his ability to make big plays down the field. Give me Terry McLaurin all day to finish above his ADP. Next is from the FF Plug Podcast, and he likes three different guys in Todd Gurley, Hayden Hurst, and Matthew Stafford. And I know these picks had to hurt his soul as two of the players, you know, obviously play for the Falcons. And if you guys follow him on Instagram, you guys would know he is the biggest Saints fan in fantasy football. But in fantasy football, you have to look at situations and facts over, you know, feelings and being biased in order to win. So I fully support this, and I love Gurley this year, as it's a major prove it not only to himself year, but to the league, as he's working out the hardest he's ever done before, as he's also the only capable running back on his team. He's going to get all the snaps touches in the world, allowing him to maximize his potential this year. He can easily be a top 10 running back. And you're only needing to get him around that RB15 and 23rd overall. Now, with Hayden Hurst, if you listen to me in previous podcasts, you know, you would hear why I love him so much. And just a quick breakdown, the Falcons always have fabricated targets to the tight end position. And now you mix with the constant success of the Falcons tight end, and you're mixing in now talent. So you mix talent with volume. Boom. Top five tight end. And to get him at the tight end 78th overall, I don't see what's wrong with that. Finally, he said Matthew Stafford, who I have mixed feelings for, as, you know, the main stats, you know, being thrown around, is that, you know, if you pace his games out to 16 last year, he would have been a top five quarterback. But here's the deal. He didn't finish the season. And it was due to a back injury again. So people need to quit banking on him coming back to full strength. And I know he's still cheap as he's the QB13 and 113th overall. But me personally, I'd rather take Minshew Mania over him all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Because at least Minshew will give you that rushing upside that Stafford's definitely not going to be giving you. And next from The Truth Serum FF is Jameson Crowder, who I only believe is viable in full PPR leagues, and I wouldn't even consider him in half PPR. And the reason being is he's a short route runner already, But what makes it worse is he doesn't get shit after the catch. And you know, he may finish above his ADP, but it's definitely not going to be much. You know, he's going as a wide receiver 45 and 114th overall, but he's not much of an upside guy, as he's more, you know, since he runs the more conservative routes, you're looking at more of just a floor play. Now, go for two underscore FF and Fantasy Football Blitz, they chose the same guy, which is Ronald Jones. Now, I like and hate this pick at the same time because, you know, I have to be kind of unbiased because I love Keyshawn Vaughn. But, you know, that's just as a player and a prospect. You know, you gotta look at everything, and you have to look at the facts, and here are the facts. There's going to be a limited training camp, you know, period. So less preparation and time for the rookies. You know, Bruce Arians doesn't normally go, you know, all in trust factor on his rookie players, even with David Johnson, you know, we saw who was also drafted in the third round. Also, Tom Brady isn't going to want a player with very little experience protecting him on passing plays. So all that, along with, you know, he's being drafted as the RB31 and 67th overall, and the fact that he's going to more than likely be in one of the most prolific offenses this year, I can easily see it happening for Ronald Jones. That's just the facts, guys. So, yeah. Anyways, from Sports Med Analytics is DeSean Jackson, who, yes, I completely agree with. The reason why he could finish above his ADP is because he's going ridiculously low. As a wide receiver 52 and 133rd overall, making it seem like, you know, because of his injuries, you're thinking, oh, this is me swinging for the fences. Yet because his value, or he's being taken so low, it's like you can easily get, you know, a double from this. You know, you're not risking much. So for me, especially if you read Sports Med Analytics, his breakdown on his website. Yeah, I'm not, you know, hashtag not a sponsor for him. But if you go to his Instagram page and you go to the link in his bio, you'll actually see why I actually have more confidence in him going into this year. So, you know, you got to give him that, you know, discount, double check, and look into it for yourself. And I promise you, you're not going to regret it. Hey, guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. And you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store, or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. Now with NFL_polls.world, we have DJ Chark. And I am on board with this one, as well as, you know, he showed that he can ball out with Minshew. And I don't get how people are so skeptical about him. You know, and the reason is being because what exactly? I'm not too sure. I don't know. Since he performed better with Minshew, and he's in the same offense as last year. Now he just has another year under his belt. To be able to snag him as the wide receiver 20 and 50th overall is a complete steal, in my opinion. He should totally outperform that, and you should definitely get him in your leagues. Now we have Drew Somerville, who has Brandon Cooks, the guy who has been tossed around like a rag doll his whole career, but has performed like a Barbie princess. He always adjusts to whatever circumstances he's in, whether it's the deep threat for the Saints or the here's the ball, go make a big play, you know, on New England, or the kind of, you know, do a little bit of everything here and there and just dibble dabble here and there on the Rams. You know, he's very versatile and has what it takes to be the wide receiver one on the Texans, and that would be huge. And yet, you know, you're able to get him at the wide receiver 31, 75th overall. So, yes, I definitely think he could pull this off and outperform his ADP. Next is Fantasy _ Analyst, and he has brought in us Kareem Hunt, who could not only be better than his ADP, but actually I think he could be better than his counterpart Nick Chubb. Yes, as in a top 10 type of player. As long as you're in PPR leagues, you know, in half PPR and definitely standard, I have a little less hope in him. But in PPR leagues, he has shown that he has these skills, you know, in the past to be the top running back in the league. And yet we're allowing him to be drafted as the RB27 and 81st overall after guys like Devin Singletary and Raheem Mostert, you know, who have similar situations as they're in committees as well. But, you know, if you just look at it like at players and as prospects, you know, who's more talented in that group? Exactly. Enough said. Anyways. And real quick, I just got to let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game, where right now there's MLB, PGA, UFC, and WNBA going on. And the website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. If you sign up today using my promo code FFLovers, yes, FFLovers, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money, guys. Go and get it. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because, you know, as of right now, you guys are all missing out. Now on to two guys that Dalton _Key97 has is Marquise Brown and Devontae Parker. And I love both of these guys, and I couldn't agree more, as these dudes are total studs. Parker showed what he can do without Gase ruining his career and being allowed to take over as that alpha wide receiver, which turned into top 10 numbers and a huge breakout year for him. You know, I've been saying he's going to outperform his ADP 100%, like without a doubt. He's going as the wide receiver 29 and 70th overall. Like, there's no way he doesn't outperform that. As for Brown, he's the wide receiver 28, 65th overall. And yeah, I still also think he'll end up in like the wide receiver 2 range, you know, around that, you know, wide receiver 20, 26, because he doesn't need a ton of volume. And he, when he does, it's kind of magical, you know, like Tyler Lockett, you know, who can definitely keep you above the water with, you know, just 4 targets. That's all you need. You just need 4 targets. And he'll get you probably them 7 to 12 points. But man, once they have those 8 to 11 target games, whoo, fireworks, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are winning you those weeks with ease. So yes, I definitely see him also outperforming the ADP that he's currently taking at. Lastly, from Nick _LaPuerta. He also has two guys, one being Eric Ebron, one being T.Y. Hilton. So for Ebron, I mentioned him before in the previous podcast that it's going to take him being the red zone guy or taking over as a starter over McDonald in order for him to be more productive. However, if that does happen, instantly finishes above ADP. You know, because he's being taken as a tight end 24. And since he is, you know, a top 12 kind of talent, now to just get the volume to go along with it, I think that's a steal, guys. And now for Hilton, this is a guy I started the season off super high on for the fact that, you know, he's finally given, or not finally, but, you know, he's now given a good quarterback like Rivers, who I know is at the end of his career, and he's not in the prime anymore. But I still believe he's better than Jacoby Brissett. And that means a top 24 season's on its way, fellas. And when he had Andrew Luck, you know, RIP, he finished going from his rookie year where he was going from the wide receiver 31, 18, 12, 22, 5, 27, and 14. And then, you know, last year's abomination of 57, which was mainly due to injury. But I think he's in a huge bounce back year, and I can't wait for it. So, wrapping it all up, that is the final and last human who gave me input on this subject on Instagram. And once again, if you want to be a part of this next time, be sure to not only follow me, but engage in my stories at Fantasy Football Lovers. Be sure to also check out the merchandise I created. You know, it's nothing too crazy, but I just wanted to give, you know, my diehard fans something to rep. So go and snag it in the link in my bio as well on Instagram. Lastly, thank you once again so much for listening to me, and have a great rest of your day, guys.